Epilogue. Dr. Treves later became Sir Frederick Treves, 1st Baronet of the United Kingdom. He wrote many articles about Joseph Carey Merrick. The first time I saw him at the circus, I was horrified at the sight of this bent figure. A sign in front of Merrick read, "The Deadly Fruit of Original Sin." This disturbed me greatly, and I knew I had to help him. Mr. Merrick often said that he wished he could lie down to sleep like other people. On this last night, he did the experiment. The pillow was soft, and his head must have fallen backwards and caused a dislocation of the neck. His death was due to the desire that had dominated his life, to be like other people. The Elephant Man's remains were saved for scientific study. Treves made plaster casts of his head and body. He also took skin samples and examined his insides. For many years, scientists studied the samples to understand how Merrick's problems started, but they couldn't find a solution. During World War II, London was bombed and most of Merrick's remains were lost forever. The only thing left was his skeleton, which still exists today at the London Hospital. Doctors and students can examine the skeleton, but the public can't see it. Over 100 years later, people are still fascinated by the Elephant Man. He has been the subject of 2 films and an award-winning play. In 1982 and 1985, Michael Jackson went to the hospital to view the Elephant Man's skeleton and wanted to buy it. His first offer of $500,000 and his second offer of $1 million were rejected by the hospital. David Edwards, the London Hospital's chief administrator, stated that the hospital would never do anything to exploit Merrick's memory. Science still struggles to understand the Elephant Man. As far as we know, nobody has ever been quite as deformed as John Joseph Merrick. Why did it happen to this poor man? And why did it happen only once? If it happened again, would we be able to cure it? In John Joseph Merrick's times, many thought he was deformed because his mother had been trampled while she was pregnant with him. We know that this is not the truth. So what is the truth? Even today, it's a mystery. Nobody knows how or why John Joseph Merrick grew the way he did. But we know one thing for sure. He was a special person. On the outside, he truly was one of a kind. But on the inside, he was a human being, just like you and me.